Yara Salaam is with one of the few human rights groups still operating as Egypt cracks down. She's the director of the criminal justice program at the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights. She herself was imprisoned from 2014 to 2015 for peaceful protest. Salaam says understanding dissent in Egypt today requires looking back to a hopeful moment understood by the West as a democratic revolution, but Yara Salaam says, in fact, misunderstood.
I actually don't like the expression of the Arab Spring. It's a foreign term. It's not our context, at least. I think any kind of revolution takes so many years to accomplish the aims at the beginning, at least. I think the revolution still continues. There are many, many people, like hundreds and thousands of people are in jail, and forced disappearances are on the rise for a couple of years now. The economy is not really getting any better. Human rights violations are on the rise and constant, and now we're in a state of emergency. We're actually going backwards at the moment, but I don't think that change is linear. So I think a couple of steps back is completely fine.
You say the revolution is still going on. Does that mean the uprising that we saw in Tahrir Square is still alive and well?
Well, mobilizing takes different shapes from my point of view. So if we take the example of taking up the squares and protesting, no, it's not happening the same. But people are mobilizing differently at the moment. There are many, many young men and women, like the young generation that who were like 15 years old when the revolution started. They've seen killings of their friends, imprisonments, and so on. This generation will not stop. They do different work. They work on the local level, for example. They look into what their local communities need and what the government is failing to accomplish on the local level, and they do it themselves. So for me, it's a different form of mobilization. It's not always protest, and I don't think protest is the only tool for us to move forward away from what's going on at the moment.
What were you doing in 2011, and how have you changed?
I was walking in Tahrir Square and I couldn't believe the amount of people who are just staying in the street. I started working for a feminist organization, documenting cases of violations for women human rights defenders. I'm a lawyer by profession, so I used to also attend cases, investigations with protesters as well. I think from 2011 till 2013, it was just documenting what was happening.
Every day different. What was it like waking up?
You would never know. This is the thing. I think at the beginning, hope was the thing that pushed us forward. But then by the end of 2011, when the violations started to be committed by both the Ministry of the Interior as well as the army officers, the disappointment was getting more to us. By mid-2012, there were many incidents of group rapes for women who were participating in the protests. So that was heavy on everyone. But then, again, people mobilized differently. They did the security groups, intervention groups, to monitor what's happening in the square, and if anything happens, how to get the woman out of the circle, the rape circle.
To try to be vigilant and prevent a rape circle, you know, what do you do? What are you actually doing?
During big events, like big calls of protest, they had like a call group, so they would publish two or three phone numbers for people to call if they see something like that, if they see a circle forming around a woman or more than a woman. And then they have people on the ground wearing specific t-shirts, and they would go inside the circle trying to get the woman out. We worked, when I was working in Nazra for Feminist Studies, we documented a couple of cases with their testimonies and published them, but I was never involved in these groups. I think they're very courageous, but I can never, it's very extremely heavy. I cannot imagine doing it. It's a mob rape. It's not, it's not something, I don't think anyone who worked in these groups are able to go on with their lives normally and deal with the streets the way they used to do.
These are collectives of people who are mobilizing locally to prevent violations, to prevent arrests, to document torture, for instance. But do you need a political leader? Do you need a movement in the sort of 20th century model to really confront governments? Or are you just going to stay underground?
First of all, let me just clear up. I don't think human rights activists are the ones who actually pushed for the revolution. What made the revolution happen is that the torture reached an extent where everyone knew that they're not, they cannot escape it. When it reached middle class, a boy called Khaled Saeed, he was tortured to death. When people saw that this can be their brother, this can be their fiancé, this can be their neighbor, that they don't only torture quote-unquote criminals, or they don't only torture people's mentality, they would accept that this would happen to people who committed crimes from their perspective.
Is what's going on locally more interesting and more empowering to you than what is going on nationally in a place like Egypt?
For me, it's different. I had a life before the revolution. The generation that started their lives, like they were 15 years old when the revolution happened, it's a completely different story. I had a job. I finished my master's degree. I had a life before the revolution that I can compare to. But some people don't know anything before that happened. For me, I'm not interested in entering any political party, but still I think we should have a political solution to what's happening. We've always been blamed to you, the revolutionaries, don't have a suggestion on how to move forward. But of course, like all this amount of people, we don't have any practical way of sitting together and deciding this is the right way to move forward. So I think it's not a good thing. A lot of people say it's completely dirty game, so we're not going to participate in the politics of it. Someone need to come up with a political suggestion.
Do you miss your old life?
No. Yes, I'm sure. I think I'm very proud that I lived through these moments, and I think not a lot of people live that. It's a pride. I'm proud of it.
Yara, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yara Salaam is director of the Criminal Justice Program at the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights. Thanks to the Bernstein Institute for Human Rights at NYU Law and their annual symposium, Defending Dissent, for connecting us with Yara.